Hey everybody, before we get into the episode, just wanted to let y'all know that this will be a re-release from a couple Decembers past, titled, We're Buying Gifts, But Not Like We Used To. Fun conversation of how shopping habits have changed over the years, and we really get a good perspective of it with Ben and Morgan's business, and then just how we all go about our holiday or Christmas shopping, and how it's changed over the years. So, God bless, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and yours.
Sun rolling over, acres of farmland, shining the light on the world I grew up in. No name, dirt roads, about to get tore up, all going down in a town you never heard of.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Common Folk Podcast with Ben, Morgan, and Andy.
All right, here we go, back on the podcast.
Yes, we are. We got the old bands back together. We've been doing all sorts of different...
random things. We lost you on the last one.
Recordings, yeah. That last one, the intro you did with so much energy, I felt like I was on the outside looking in on a really good joke.
That's because I was about 8 beers deep at that point.
Oh, and you're
that's
not...
how many you were?
I mean, at least.
Oh, wow.
It sounded fun. I was laughing.
It was a good time up there with Zach, the millennial farmer, Becky, and Randy.
There's all sorts of folks that came out to see you guys, not only TJ. Downtown, TJ. But, I mean, I was talking with a guy out of Texas that just got into not only our podcast, but a couple others. And I think he ran into you guys and maybe Zach's booth down at FBN.
Could have. There's a ton of people.
Yeah,
there's
a number of people. But yeah, he was just a independent, kind of somewhat of a new farmer, and he wanted to come up to Omaha. And,
cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, there was a lot of good folks there. Met a lot of new people this year. That event was happening year after year, and then when COVID hit, they put the brakes on it for 2 years and then kicked it back off this year. So it was a good opportunity since it's close to home to throw a little party. And then we were like, shoot, man, we got this podcast equipment. Let's put that together, chat a little bit.
You know, the millennial farmer, he appeared comfortable behind the mic.
Just
a little.
Yeah, for sure. Always does a good job. Yeah, that was fun out there. So if people haven't listened to that one, it'd be the episode right before this one.
Yes.
Chatting with millennial farmer, Randy, my master pipe layer, Zach's wife, Becky, was there as well. And Morgan and I chatted with them out at Round the Bend, had TJ there who owns the place.
That was at Round the Bend. That was on location.
Yeah, 100%.
You guys are doing a remote.
Yeah, a remote one.
That
was
probably the first. No, we've done a remote before. You did with the...
Iowa Farmers.
Yeah. But I guess second remote one.
Yeah, it was the only remote one we've ever done with this equipment.
What'd you think?
Overall, it went pretty good. I mean, people obviously hear the... the audio is a little bit different, but that's what you get when you're in a live.
Well, yeah, and you guys did a call-in. That was pretty cool. You played a song.
That was funny.
I mean, you had a lot going on there.
And that took a little bit of orchestration. We had chords going everywhere. But it worked all right.
Yeah, I got there a little late, but I still got to partake in a couple cold ones. Yeah.
And then Adam Sandberg, right? Wasn't he the helper?
That would be Andy.
Andy Sandberg. Andy, that's right, Sandberg. Not Adam. I can't even get it right. Anyways, that was funny.
I get called Adam a lot too.
Like, you do?
Yeah. It's just one of those names. But if somebody doesn't know me, you know, well, and they only met me a couple times, I'll get Adam a
instead
lot.
Of Andy.
Yeah.
Huh.
So it must just be the way it goes.
Is your full name Andrew?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't think I knew that.
My grandfather was named Andrew. My uncle was named Andrew, and they went by Andrew, Drew, and I'm Andy. So.
You never wanted to be called Drew?
Well, my uncle was already Drew.
Okay, so that you wanted to be something else.
Yeah, well, yeah. I didn't really get a say in it. Like, I was already Andy by the time I figured out stuff. Yeah.
Okay. What about when Toy Story came along?
I thought it was pretty cool. Woody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because isn't the kid's name Andy?
Right, and his name's written on the bottom.
But is it I, you put Y?
I put Y.
Okay.
What's the boys difference? Are Y, girls are I.
Well, isn't that a boy in the movie?
Yeah, and it's Y.
Oh, I thought they did an IE.
Nope.
Oh.
Go to the tape.
Okay. Did we lose you, Ben?
Yeah.
We sidetracked big time there. Get off the rails.
In the movie Toy Story, the young boy's name is Andy, and he writes his name on all of his toys.
It is a Y. Okay. All right. Anyways.
Well, to that.
Next.
There we go.
It's time to kick it off. So we're about 10 days from Christmas, and we chat oftentimes about kind of the way things are today and the way they were and how we as parents are experiencing things. And I wanted to talk a little bit about shopping.
Yeah.
I don't personally do much of it. I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I don't want to do it. If I can find an easier way to do it, I try to. Right. But even
minus grocery shopping. You like to do that.
Yeah, I'm talking about Christmas shopping.
I know.
Though.
Okay.
It's changed so much. So, you know, for you as a parent of much younger children today than ours, I figured you could bring in some of that perspective too. I don't know, between you and Ashley, who's in charge of that, but basically the idea is how does all that look today? And obviously we as a business are heavily involved in that holiday shopping season. We're shipping hundreds of packages every single day, so we know what kind of the mentality is, where people's focus is and what they're trying to do and what they're trying to accomplish and so on and so forth from an e-commerce standpoint, which seems to be everything today. So let's talk a little bit about when you were a kid. I think this is a good place to start. When you were a kid, how did you decide what you wanted for Christmas, and how do you think it went down with your parents, knowing now?
Right.
And then with your kids, how are they deciding? And then how are you as the parent purchasing?
All right. Well, I mean, just dialing it back, for me, it was watching Saturday morning cartoons, and I wanted all the action figures of my favorite episodes. Yeah. So I wanted all the Ninja Turtles, and when a new episode came out and there was a new villain or some new vehicle, I wanted that. And it just so happened that a commercial would air.
Advertise.
Yeah, it would be aired during
So that's point number one.
Yeah.
So you got to see a commercial with the toys on it.
Yes.
That were exciting you. You're like,
yeah.
You would see the commercial and then you'd get all excited about it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then maybe like 10 minutes later, the same commercial would come on.
Yeah.
And you would recognize it because it started again, and then you know this is coming. Mom, get here.
Over here.
Take a quick look at this. This is what I want right here.
Yep.
Right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. This is it. Yeah, get in here. Or, you know, I was a little spoiled, so we would watch reruns of cartoons, you know.
Okay.
And make my parents watch it too, because we'd have the controller.
Yeah.
And so they had a pretty good idea of what we were after.
Yeah.
You know, as far as toys. At that age,
but that's the first comparison right there, because your kids right now, and even our kids, you know, a number of years ago at that age, they're not seeing commercials.
No,
are they? I mean, are you guys watching anything that has much of commercials in it?
I mean, unfortunately, we try to limit like YouTube, and we got the kids' YouTube app and all that stuff. But Ozzy still somehow will sneak down or find a screen and get into YouTube, and. For the most part, they'll tie you into the first 5 seconds, you know, and then you can skip ahead. So he's probably seen the first 5 seconds of a lot of commercials.
Yeah.
But that's it.
But I wonder if they're like action figures and kids' toys, Legos and things like that. You know what I mean?
There's not enough time. And I build commercials. I make advertising campaigns. There's not enough time to tell the story like you used to have in your old traditional 60-second or even 30-second commercial, where it shows mom coming home with the present, the kids tearing into it, and now their lives have been fulfilled because we have the playset, the lair, you know, He-Man's lair. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Castle Grayskull and your five, you know, heroes. You don't have time to show all that anymore.
Yeah. I was thinking not just that, but I remember getting catalogs in the mail and flipping through that and circling them. And then obviously to your point, commercials.
Yeah.
Were the the two main things I remember,
mm-hmm.
but definitely different from our kids.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, we don't see the print stuff anymore. Like mm-mm. That's not coming to the house like the big thick like 1-inch catalog
randomly like a Cabela's Bass Pro.
So you guys don't get that catalog from Amazon?
No.
We've gotten it for like 3 years and we don't even ask for this thing.
So
we don't get it.
I don't know where the damn thing comes from. Hmm. I don't know who. It must be because we have an Amazon account and through the analytics they can figure out, oh boy, they have kids between these ages.
Yeah.
Really?
And like everyone else I know that's in our situation gets this catalog. It just like appears out of thin air. And it's just full of all the toys that Ozzy, Kimber, and Willa might be into. I swear to God. And it doesn't even have prices on it. It just shows all the toys that's in their wheelhouse that they could be into. It kind of gives you like the link and how to find it easier on Amazon.
That's smart.
And it's from Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So clearly they've targeted what you've purchased in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And then decide, oh, this is a candidate to get this catalog.
Right.
And they think for us, people don't need a catalog. We don't know what they get.
Not with kids' toys.
You guys probably haven't heard of Cocomelon, have you?
No.
Do you have any idea what that is?
I literally heard that I heard it on a podcast today. I heard some guys joking about it.
Oh, my God.
And I heard like one guy saying, I'm so sick of it.
Yes.
We don't want to see it anymore. And the other guy was laughing at him about it. And I didn't know what it was. But they were talking about kids.
It's a monster. It's these short, like 5 to 3 minute videos. And it shows this really, really obnoxiously happy family with a little baby boy and an older sister. And they got all these friends that are bears and turtles, and every episode's like an old nursery, but rewritten words,
mm-hmm.
And it tells a little story about how thankful dad is and how grateful mom is and how the little kids will have a boo-boo and mom will fix it. Is it a
cartoon?
It's the new animation cartoon.
On YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Oh.
And before, we just learned what this stuff was, and yeah, it's like crack cocaine to these kids. They will zone out.
What is it?
They will zone out. Cocomelon.
I know, but why? What is it that it makes them so intrigued?
It's a jingle, and I think it takes them to a place where they want to be. Like, everybody's happy, and the kids are always happy. And, oh, my God, there's a dancing bear. Raccoon is a friend. All this, I don't know. It's lowbrow stuff, but it's well done. It definitely relates to kids, and it's just these jingles, and you can't get those jingles out of your head. Like Humpty Dumpty, mm-hmm. All that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy. But anyway, where I was going with that is we just caught wind of it, and Ozzy and Kimber just started watching it like crazy. And then that was the first thing, like the first 10 pages of that Amazon catalog last year were all Cocomelon dolls and toy sets and wheels on the bus go around, all this stuff.
Huh.
Yeah, like, oh, my God.
That's what those guys were talking about on this podcast I was listening to. And just that you get those like one hitters like that. Mm-hmm. They get real crazy.
I'm kind of observant, so I'm always kind of like I take this like to look down on it from a peak or something, and we found like these jingles from this other family. They were called the Supremes. And it was the same concept, a happy little family, but they were like the Jetsons or something from in the future. And they went on all these crazy adventures, and they would go to the zoo, and it was the same thing. And if I needed 10 minutes, I could just turn that on and put Kimber and Ozzy in a room with that on. And then it went away. I'm like, what's going on? And then Cocomelon came in, and the Supremes were just gone.
Hmm.
Like, they were taken off all these platforms.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then Cocomelon just showed up in all these Amazon catalogs. I'm like, oh, my God, they are vicious. They are vicious.
So
they
took away the cartoons that, like, we were already conditioning everyone to watch.
So it's probably like an Amazon production.
Yeah. I mean, Amazon obviously gave them their blessing and gets probably a cut of the pie.
They're getting a cut of it. So mm-hmm. they've decided from a holiday shopping standpoint to come out with all the things.
Yeah.
The little action figures and the...
They're not even action figures.
Yeah.
Don't even give them that.
Right. Whatever they are. Yeah. Like all the different things with the imagery of these Cocomelons on it that all the kids are going to be into and want. And mm-hmm. it's going to... They'll open the present and they'll look at it and be like, oh, yeah, they're so excited. Oh, it's Cocomelon. And then they throw it away and then they never touch it again.
Right. Like marketing was always well done, especially to kids, you know, with the commercials and the cartoons. And that series on Netflix is just, I just love it. The Toys That Made Us.
Mm. Yes, yeah. We've seen that.
Even the ones that I didn't buy, like Hello Kitty, it's just fascinating. Mm-hmm. I get into that stuff. I get into that marketing stuff. What's the puppies, Paw Patrol?
Okay, yeah.
I think they are like next level. Like G.I. Joe did it right. Ninja Turtles did it right. But that was just like a stepping stone mm-hmm. to where Paw Patrol could just take things. I mean, now they have multiple movies. I mean, that has been a series for how many years now? I mean, it's crazy. It's just crazy. It's just little plastic pieces of garbage, like
yeah,
you said.
Right.
You know, within 6 months, they're going to be replaced by the next puppy that does this or that.
So how are your kids formulating their Christmas list?
Ozzy just got into Mario Kart. So he's big into Mario Kart, but he doesn't know how to ask for, you know, because there aren't presents out right now. There's Mario presents and stuff, but he hasn't seen what I got him. And it's a really cool Hot Wheels, legit Hot Wheels track, but it's Mario Kart.
Nice.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
But do they make lists for Santa, or do they just tell you guys what they like, or is it just Santa's supposed to know?
They have circled stuff in that freaking Amazon catalog.
Okay. So
Amazon catalog.
Yeah. And one of the things that Ozzy has circled, and he's taken me to this page multiple times, is the Hot Wheels tracks. So when he sees this Hot Wheel track that's a Mario Kart, I think he's going to flip.
He's going to lose his mind, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's, yeah.
So our kids are 21, 17, and 12, and they make...
Impossible.
they go shopping online and provide links and put it in a Word document or Google Forms and say what size and the color, if it's shoes or whatever, and then I get that in my email.
Oh, I thought you said they emailed it to Santa.
No, they email it to mom.
Okay.
And it just makes my job so much easier.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've streamlined it.
So that's kind of the point of this is like that's taken away from so much of the magic. Like we've talked about convenience 100 times on this podcast.
Right.
And that is
convenience.
Like, Christmas shopping 2.0, like that's the convenience deal. Okay, your kids can put together a list and literally email you links, and all you need to do is just click on them and click buy, and all you're really doing at that point is just spending your money.
Fulfilling an order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You're just an e-commerce website.
Yeah.
But I don't like shopping either, Andy, so we kind of have a problem. I'm not that typical girl.
But the thing is like, and this is what I want to get into, like even myself, which I don't like shopping, if I had the time back in the day, if I could go to the mall, as an example, and I'd have to go spend 6 hours walking around trying to figure out what am I going to buy.
Right.
You know, and there's all this crazy shit going on, like... All the noises and the smells and the music and all the things.
Santa's coming at 2. He's coming back
the
again.
The trees there.
Yeah, yeah. It was like an event. And then you would, you know, you'd hunt around and you'd. I remember last time I remember doing this was I was in college. So we're down in Lincoln. You know, we're an hour from here. Whatever. I'm a college kid. I know I'm coming home for Christmas, and I need to get my family some things.
Yeah, everybody owes something.
Yeah, there's like 5 or 6 people to buy for. So I go hit the mall and I just go walking around. I don't know what I'm going to buy. I go walking around like, let me find something that inspires me for that particular person that I think they're going to like.
Yeah.
And a lot of thought went into that gift.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because you looked at it and you're like, man, I know mom's really going to dig that, or this looks like something that would be cool for dad, or this is something I didn't think about, you know, and you put all that thought and effort into it. That's what it was like then. And I don't think there's very few people that got to be doing that now.
You said it. You said the word thought a few times, and what I thought of was it's the thought that counts.
Yeah.
And by doing this catalog stuff and streamlining, we take the thought out of it, you know, and that's like the most important part, you know, but convenience is king now, and that's kind of where everything's moving and where we're at with it. I think it's why people like go out of their way to go to an orchard or a pumpkin patch and cut down their own Christmas trees just to get a little bit of that back, even though it's a pain in the ass.
Because part of it's the experience.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. The most important part.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm not going to go to the tree thing yet, but what I was thinking about is when our kids were a little bit younger, I remember taking them to Toys R Us walking them around, and they would kind of get ideas, and we wouldn't buy, but it was kind of like almost building your list at that point. I wasn't like pencil to pen, but it was definitely like ideas, so then I could remember, and maybe I was taking notes on my phone or I would be writing it down.
Yep.
But now you don't even have but online Toys R Us.
Right.
So there's that, where that has even changed.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not all bad. I mean, and look at you guys. I mean, you're predominantly an e-commerce business.
Yeah.
You know, so this change has opened the door for so many people and to be independent and whatever else. So it obviously isn't all bad. It's just different. And we got to go around, find different ways, you know, to kind of restore the things that matter, I think is the main thing.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I had written down the Toys R Us thing as well. I remember being a kid and there was a couple of stores. I think one of them was called like KB Toys or something like that.
Yeah, the drummer boy or something.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and I just remember being like super young and again hitting the malls, like the indoor malls. And I always, you know, the toy store is back over there in the corner. I know where it is every time. Didn't matter what door we would go in.
Yeah.
And I couldn't wait to go in there and just walk around and see all the cool things.
Mm-hmm.
Have your kids ever been in an actual toy store?
Well, I'm thinking of Target right now because they do such a good job of keeping everything extremely relevant.
Yeah.
And that's just like the Cocomelon deal. When you go to Target, their toy aisles, whatever it is, that was just a big movie on Disney, or it's getting re-released on Disney Plus, or it's a top, you know, series on Netflix. Like everything that they have, and I mean, I want to buy all this stuff from the Legos, you know, all this stuff is just so well done. Even they have a big old section of dinosaur stuff from Jurassic Park and Jurassic World, and Ozzy gets into that, and I'm like, well, that is really cool. We better get better get a few of these too.
Yeah, Target does do it good in the toys aisle for sure.
That's and to what you're talking about, you know, like it's all relevant with something that's going on.
Yes.
Right now in media, whatever. It's a movie or it's whatever. It's something that's hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when we were kids and we'd go to those toy stores, it was all kinds of random stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I remember buying some random train that, I was always kind of mechanical, and this thing would actually operate, and you'd pour a little, like, 3-in-1 oil in it and kick that thing on, and it would pump smoke out the stack.
It'd cook it?
Yeah, as it was running down down your kitchen floor, you know,
cool
things like that. Like,
you'd
see those kinds of things, and it'd be like, God, that's so cool, I want that, you know?
Yep.
And it'd create the list around that.
Yeah. I remember those race cars that you plugged it in, and they're electric, and they had the little guns, and if you pulled the trigger too fast, especially on the corner, they'd go flipping off.
Fly off the track.
Yeah, like, I mean, but that toy had nothing to do with anything. You know, but that was the coolest Christmas gift one Christmas for my little brother and I, and we raced each other the entire day.
And that was the beauty of being able to go to the toy store and walk through there and see all that kind of stuff, you know?
Yep.
But on the other hand, it also, as a young kid, you'd go do all that, and you're being told all this stuff about, like, oh, you know, Santa Claus is making all the toys and all these kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd see that, and then you'd be like, oh, I like that. You put it on your list. And then when it showed up under the tree, you're like,
did he make that?
Yeah, it seems like this came from that toy store.
Right. I didn't put it together until I was about 14 or 15. So.
Right. You were just still believing.
You got to believe in something.
Yeah.
Now, one of the toys that we got that I never even knew existed, and this lasted forever. We played with these in high school even. We called them green guns. And they it was just a big green gun that took about 18 C batteries. I mean, you had to fill this thing with batteries. But it shot an infrared laser at this headpiece that you put on, and if you went through this little flashing red headpiece, it buzzed your head. It actually had a little vibrator.
What?
Oh, it was great. Like, some people couldn't wear it.
What?
Oh, it was insane. And every time you got shot, I think you get shot 5 times, the flash would get brighter and flash faster, and it felt like the buzz got a little bit more intense.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, so me and my brother got that for Christmas 1 year, and I'm telling you, those are the best gifts we ever got. You know, we still got the video, you know, yeah. the old video from when we
VHS.
Opened it. Yep. But then when we got into middle school and we moved into our new home, we had an unfinished basement. So we'd turn off all the lights and we'd run around with those guns. And if no one was shot, the lights wouldn't be on.
Mm.
So you'd have to, like, listen for somebody moving around and shoot in their direction. And then the red lights. Yep, and then hopefully hit them.
Oh, like, gosh. It was,
but this laser guns like that weren't around.
Yeah.
You know, now you can buy them for $15 for 2 of them at Walmart, you know.
Yeah.
And they don't buzz your head.
I was going to say, they don't buzz your head.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of stuff. That's fun as heck. You just don't, it doesn't seem like you see as much of that. And
no. And
the manufacturers don't seem to have as good of a way to advertise it.
Right.
To get it in front of the kids. Like,
it's almost impossible to compete against Paw Patrol or any of that stuff.
Well, and I think at one point, like, it was probably too much. You know, if you think back on like regular over-the-air TV, you're watching TV this time of year, there'll be 6 commercials on a commercial break, and every single one of them is some kind of crazy toy.
Right.
And it's every 5 to 10 minutes, you know. You're just getting bombed with it. And now they don't see it as much, I don't think, you know, so those advertisers are probably having a little harder time.
I was just thinking, so where does the advertiser money then go to if they're not, you know?
I think an awful lot of it's gone to digital.
I mean,
from what I've seen.
Yeah, but then where, again, are your kids or other kids going to see it?
It's got to be crammed in that first 5 seconds on a YouTube video, you know?
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
And that 5 seconds has to be good enough to make them
want to click on it?
Yeah, or not, at least not want to hit the skip ahead.
Oh, that's right.
You know, so it's just, everything's just amped up. It's got to be faster. It's got to be louder, you know. And if you don't have the backing of a TV series or a Disney movie, it's really tough. Like those type of guns probably wouldn't really make it in today's market as a big toy, you know.
Huh.
Even an unlabeled train set, just dead in the water.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
As far as being a big toy.
Yeah.
And just in purchasing those gifts, you know, holiday season, how you're going about doing all that, do you think in your house, do you guys have anything that didn't get delivered to your house by a delivery truck? Is there anything that, like, as far as a Christmas gift goes, that you actually went and bought?
Yes, actually, today.
Okay.
Oh.
And this is so random, but Kimber, she doesn't always brush her teeth very well. You know, she might tell a little white lie and get a cavity. So anyway, I had to take a day off work and take her to the dentist's office. And they, you know, she got drilled the whole 9 yards and she was feeling bad. And Ashley had a list of things for me to pick up and I had to go to Walgreens. And they have a toy section at Walgreens. And there are these fairy princesses. And she won't stop talking about them. She made me take a picture of it.
Oh, gosh.
And every time Ashley asks her what she wants for Christmas, she goes, fairy princess. And Ashley's like, what are you talking about? You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I know exactly what she's talking about. So I showed her a picture of it. So anyway, today after work, because Ashley said, hey, I can't find those fairy princesses on Amazon. So maybe you could swing by Wally World or whatever and
get it.
And I lucked out. There was only 3 of them left, so.
Huh.
Yeah.
You had to hit a local spot.
So I had to hit that local spot, go back to it, and just hope that it was still on the shelf.
Yeah.
Have you bought anything at a store?
What do you mean?
Lately.
Like a brick and mortar?
Yeah. Because I haven't, really, outside of groceries.
I can't think of, like, retail stores I've gone into.
Well, aren't you thinking about looking into maybe something for Joel? For a gun or something. I mean, you would have to go to a store for that.
Well, any of that kind of stuff. I mean, obviously if you're buying a gun or,
yes,
you know,
or a
those
phone
kinds of things,
or like
that's
you
all,
have to.
I'm doing all that in person.
Yeah.
But
nothing. Yeah. Other than that, I haven't really done much.
No. And it's really nice and convenient. And Ashley doesn't like to shop either. And I'm not big on it either. But She really doesn't like to go out and even shop for clothes for herself.
Yeah, I don't either.
She doesn't like to do that stuff. So Amazon is just, she loves it.
I think that's what's happened with this particular category, this market, this industry, this time of year, is that there's so many people that just do not like the hustle and bustle of the on-site craziness, shopping, all this kind of thing. There's plenty of people that do. They get excited about that. But I think there's so many more that don't that brought the rise of all this online stuff because it was so much easier. Just go on, buy online, you know, whatever.
You do it one time. And you and like how on all the other side of it, how defeated are you if you do get it for Black Friday, go do that stuff, you're part of the craziness, and you don't find what you're looking for when all you had to do is open your smartphone and hit three buttons,
I know,
follow three links, and it would have been at your door the next day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you wouldn't have killed a half a day, been caught up in the hustle and bustle, you know, or any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, so I mean, there's really, really good pros. And there's some cons to it as well.
Yeah.
That's all.
There has to be less foot traffic these days on Black Friday.
Ashley and I accidentally did the Black Friday thing at Menards. I mean, this was 7 or 8 years ago now. But it was insane. The thing that we got sent to go pick up was already sold out. You know, we just saw the empty pallet where this thing was. I don't even remember what the thing was. But it was crazy. It was insane. Okay. The aisles went from the register all the way to the back of the store. On like 12 registers.
Huh.
And after they didn't have our thing, I'm like, well, let's just get out of here. This is freaking crazy.
Yeah.
And I actually, while we were discussing and figuring out where we wanted to go next or what we're going to do to get this thing that we're kind of told to go get, I saw a number of people that were just standing in line. They looked over, they grabbed this thingamajig, they played with it, and then they put it in their cart. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
You know, they're buying junk.
That's the point. Yeah. Just keep adding.
Yep. It was crazy.
Yep.
It was like the candy, you know, right in front of the cash register.
Yeah.
That you pick up that candy bar before you, you know.
That pallet of stuff that you were going for, that's their loss leader.
That's the hook.
They're selling that thing at a loss because they're hoping that you're going to add all those other things to your cart.
Right. They're banking on that.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they only got one pallet, and there was probably about 15 pallets worth of people there to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
yeah,
maybe
advertise it big time, get everyone excited.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe stores are still doing it. I guess I'm not out, but I just would think with how we're now shopping today that they have seen a hit.
I'm going to call out one of Nebraska's finest as far as that goes, and that's the Nebraska Furniture Mart, Warren Buffett. Like, he is the king at this.
Because
we would do this was kind of like our family thing. Would come to visit our family in Omaha for Thanksgiving, and then mom and my aunt could get up early, and my uncle was big into shopping too, and go and get those deals, right?
Yeah.
On Black Friday. But every time that me and dad would go to the Nebraska Furniture Mart, and we'd get that catalog all the way in Lynch, Nebraska, 3.5 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'd been working, so I wanted to save up for a 5-disc changer CD player, you know, and a receiver. Like, I had the whole thing picked out. And this happened like three years in a row where the thing that they were advertising was sold out. But we got this one, and they would always upsell me. And for me, I was really caught because, like, well, what are you going to do? Not buy the one that's only $20 more.
And you drove 3.5 hours.
Exactly. I'm not going to come back to Omaha to the Nebraska Furniture. And they knew that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean.
You got sold.
Big time. They upsold me like 3 years in a row. Like, yeah, it was a little frustrating. You know, and even mom and dad, like, well, what are you going to do? You know, you're going to be stuck without a CD player or just get the nice JVC.
Get the better one.
Yep. So
I worked in retail for a while, so I would have to be there for the, you know, 4 a.m. Black Friday deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would set everything up before, but then you'd have to be there and just kind of get ready for the crowds and people come in, knocking each other over, being all crazy. It was madness.
I mean, I think, all the way.
Yeah, I think that was what gave me my fill. But one thing that I liked to do every year on Black Friday was I liked to hit up Sears because Sears always had like these great tool deals on Black Friday.
Okay.
I mean, like cheap stuff.
Yeah.
But good quality stuff, but just cheap. Like, the price was cheap.
Like Craftsman, right?
Yeah, Craftsman stuff. Yeah, all kinds of different random things. And I was excited to go in there and go spend $100 and get $500 worth of crap, you know, on Black Friday at Sears.
Yeah. I mean, those are tools that you would use.
And yeah. you still probably have a ton of them at home.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. It's still, I guarantee I use them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of those things like that, like even if it's a drill or whatever, you can always re-gift it or what, you know, yeah, you, right. like you're not going to use it. So it's a good gift, you know, it's a quality item.
Yeah, and that's definitely where I would find some stuff. Like if I would go out and shopping for dad or grandpa or whoever, like there'd be a good deal on something that I know they would use. And that would be that.
Yeah. So you did get sucked into the Black Friday.
Definitely through, you know, and it was in that category that you enjoy, you know.
Yep.
So in that category of tools and lawn and garden and that kind of thing.
TVs. Flat I think screens. You got a few TVs, didn't you?
I don't think I ever bought a Black Friday TV, but I definitely, definitely bought them on sale.
Now everyone's selling flat screen TVs and, you know, brands that I've never even heard of.
Prices are ridiculous.
So you were talking about that the other day. He was talking about some TV being so cheap. He's like, I don't think we need one, but should I just get it? I'm like,
exactly.
I don't know.
Yep,
anyways,
he didn't,
right? You didn't.
I didn't buy it. No.
That I know of. Okay. It was like, whoa, this is crazy. This thing is massive.
To only have one TV in your man cave is like lame nowadays. You need a minimum of two, and they both better be 56 inches. It's crazy.
Yeah.
We a lot of the games we broadcast, we advertise our, you know, Twitter handle. Hey, follow us on Twitter to get scores and highlights of, you know, college and high school sports across the state. And then we'll say, like, interact, tweet at us, tell us who you're cheering for, shoot us a picture of where you're watching from. And it's kind of turned into a contest of people taking pictures of their man cave. And, I mean, one of them was, like, decked out, looked like a freaking Buffalo Wild Wings.
Really?
This dude's basement. Yeah, just TV screens all over the place. He had this high school game on, that high school, college. Like, he had, like, four football games on during our playoff football game.
Jeez.
That's
the party house.
Yeah, it's he was a level up. We'll say.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, fun.
Yeah, man. Well, I don't think I really had much more. I just wanted to chat a little bit about just it's the season. People are buying and how does it look now? And it's so much different.
It is.
With all this online stuff. And I mean, I can say that I miss the, you know, the going somewhere and doing that and spending a day and those kinds of things. Like, that was kind of fun. Mm-hmm. Like, as a kid, you know, you go out and you do that. We'd go with mom or whatever, and you'd get all the little things that go along with going to the mall.
Yeah.
You know, you'd get to stop the pretzel stand, you know, and get that.
Yes.
And you'd get to stop at the ice cream stand to get that. And you'd get to find a cool... Inevitably, you're Christmas shopping, but inevitably you'd leave there with something.
Right.
So maybe a cool new pair of shoes or something, you know, like, because mom just had to get you something to shut you up.
Yeah.
Like all that kind of stuff.
She's
like,
cutting her losses.
Yeah.
Like, okay, fine.
Yeah. Because you're annoying me all day.
And I can remember, I can see in my mind, like, some of those scenes, those malls being so packed.
Yeah.
You know, and you just don't, that's just not something that you see anymore. Like, there's probably, what was there? There would have been like three big malls around here back in the day when we were a kid.
Yeah.
And I don't think a single one of them exists as it did when we were kids. Like, they've all completely changed. Like, big companies have come in, they've made office space out of them. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever the case may be, you just don't see those things anymore.
No, you don't get an experience. And that was part of it too. Like, you'd go to the mall to see Santa and all that good stuff.
Exactly.
You know, that's all changed. But that experience, you know, like, I'm remembering a bunch of those ones when we would go out with mom and shop for dad. And I can remember going to the hardware store and he wanted a pocket knife. And so, like, we were there and we had, like, you know, five or six pocket knives to choose from. And it was a big discussion between me, mom, and Shane, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's just kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And at the time, it kind of felt like, oh, this kind of sucks, you know, or whatever.
Right.
It's like anything else. Yeah. You know, when you look back on it, you're like, man,
it's pretty
that
good.
Actually was pretty fun.
Yeah. Because now we just go to a screen and it's like, well, what color knife and what size did a knife?
Because
we got them all.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Just different times, good and bad, but just kind of an interesting perspective on it. So,
yeah.
Is there any last minute gifts that you still have to go get?
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do for a lot of people.
Okay. So you're not there yet.
I'm not, and I'm running out of time. So.
Yeah, Ben, are you running? Especially for online, you better be going to those brick and mortars.
Oh my gosh, I did get. My mom, I got her a really cool gift. I don't want to say it.
Okay.
But I was sweating it because it was online, and they couldn't give me a good date of when I was going to receive it. And I thought I had plenty of time when I ordered it, but the date kept getting
longer. Yeah, yeah. But you got it.
I got it today. Good. I'm pretty happy about it, yeah.
Good.
So I'm one step closer now.
Ben, do you have anything that you need to get? I mean, get?
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay.
I'll end up, I mean, it's pretty much what I do every year. I just don't plan for it, so I'm not getting online and ordering a bunch of things. So I'll end up like here in the next week or two, hitting up a few stores, finding.
It's got to be weeks since we're 10 days out.
Are you going to Zales?
No.
Nah, I'm not big jewelry buyer. And I don't like.
I don't like buying jewelry.
I don't like dealing with the jewelry
people.
It's like dealing with used car dealers, man. It's like.
But they're better at it.
Yeah.
They're so much better at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last time I spent any amount of time in a jewelry store was for a wedding ring. And outside of that, it's like, God, these people, man.
Yeah. They kept trying to upsell me on the diamond. I'm like, gee whiz, I love her, okay? Isn't this big enough?
Yeah.
Right. I have to get insurance on this thing. Isn't it already expensive?
Well, you can always come back. We can resize it for you, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Gee whiz, thanks.
Yeah. I know I'm going to have to go get like some stocking stuffer stuff, but...
You're good.
I think I'm pretty good. We still have to figure out probably a bigger item for Joel, but other than that, the girls were pretty good with their lists. Again, going back to that, but
awesome.
Yeah. So
in the end, for me, I know it's maybe in the grand scheme of things, it's probably not sustainable for a lot of businesses, but I would like to see that kind of small town square, all the shops.
Yeah.
People going out, buying down there, doing their thing, getting the gifts, all that kind of stuff. And I think that's what some of these outdoor malls have tried to achieve. And some of them did it okay. But I think they ran into what I'm talking about is like during the rest of the year, it's like no one goes there.
Right.
So it just doesn't work real well.
Yeah.
But I think in some of these small towns it could. And there's probably a lot of small towns, like folks listening to us, that's how their town is.
Oh, yeah.
And they're probably like listening to this going, yeah, man, come visit us right now. This is where it's at. This is great.
Please tell us where you're at.
I think we're surrounded by a couple of towns, and we're talking about between 5,000 to 10,000 people where their downtown has been revived.
Yeah.
There is a lot of cool shops on Main Street.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, and that's good to see.
You can go down, support local, buy some gifts.
Yep.
Put some thought into it.
Take the family down there, do a little window
shopping.
That's
what I was going to say. It's the thought, guys. It's the thought. That's not always just the gift, the thought about it. But then I need to speak to myself, too.
Ben was thinking about Zales for you.
Yeah, it wasn't.
No, he wasn't. Good try, Andy.
Not even gonna attempt that one. Well, all right.
Yeah. All right.
So our podcast, where have you listened to your podcast? iTunes is the big one, Spotify, Google, all the different ones.
Yep.
If you like what you're hearing, go on, give us some reviews, shoot us a message.
It's always great to hear that stuff.
Yep.
You know, good or bad. It's 100%. Been a lot of good though, so I sure do appreciate that. It means a lot.
We've been doing this for a while now. I think we just crossed 40 episodes.
Dang.
So that's pretty good. We've been spending some time. Yes. And it's fun. It's fun for us, too.
It is. And just think of all the people that we've got to meet and interview and stuff.
Very true.
And I got some people coming up that you guys...
You're excited about?
Yeah, you're really going to like.
Okay.
You know? And I think our listeners are going to really get into it, too.
Sweet.
Yep. I'm looking forward to it. So, yeah, check it out.
God, will we have another one before 2023? Yeah, probably. I'm just trying to think.
See why not. Hopefully.
I don't want to say see you next year yet, then.
It's getting close, though.
That's weird to say.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, until next time, but happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all that good stuff.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that's all I've got here. So, you guys good?
That's it.
Good.
All right, let's close it out. Appreciate it.
Peace.
Later.